Hi, Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. We can get started with Manolo.
Hey, Seth, congratulations. Hitting home runs is no strange thing for you because you hit more than 32 years in a row in the minors. That's not easy because of the shorter schedule. But how do you think is helping you the fact that you're playing with more frequency these days to get your swing straight out?
Obviously, it's a help. The more consistently you're in there, the more bets you're going to get, and the more comfortable you're going to get. So it's obviously fun for me to be in there. I'm enjoying it, and helping this team win is the number one goal.
Yes, and the other thing, of course, you in this team, you have two good first basemen in Matt Olson and Morin, both of them down. You had the possibility of playing a couple of games at first base. How comfortable you feel there at first base, Seth?
I feel pretty good. I've been working there the last couple of years. I'm comfortable enough to go out there and play it whenever I'm needed there. So, like I said, I was comfortable tonight. So, and that's the position that I have right now is when those guys need a break or if something happens, that's they need a guy in there. So, like I said, I'm feeling pretty good over there.
Jordan Horobin.
Hey Seth, just in terms of the home run at bat, first four pitches were ball or sorry, were fastballs, two for ball, and then you looked at two strikes. Were you sitting slider? What was sort of the situation there in that at bat for you?
No, knew he liked to come hard with the fastball. So, stepping in, knew I was going to be try to be aggressive to a good pitch. The first couple were in, and then that one, he did a little hover move with his load, so it kind of messed my timing up a little bit. And so that last fastball there, and then after that fastball, we got two strikes, so it was time to battle up and put in play. He was able to leave a breaking ball up just a little bit, and I was able to put some good wood on it.
Yeah, I know you mentioned sort of playing more consistently can help you make, feel more comfortable, which makes sense. Is there anything more to that in terms of feeling comfortable at this level? I don't know, in terms of guys you've talked to or work you've put in to sort of, I don't know, make you feel like you belong here and that you're part of this.
Absolutely. I love the guys in the clubhouse, every one of them. They're all welcoming. And there's constant chatter between us, constant communication. And any help I get from those guys and any words I get from those guys, I really take them to heart. A lot of these guys have been playing this game a long time. So learning as much as I can from those guys and taking what they give me is wonderful for me.
Appreciate it.
We'll go back to Manolo.
Said, what do you think about this turnaround by the Athletics? 0-6 to start the season. All of a sudden, they have a wonderful trip, including this game coming from behind after being down 5-0.
I knew it was going to happen. I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, this team is so gritty, and the determination out of these guys, the level is so high, coming out and battling every day. So, I mean, I knew it was a matter of time. This team is so full of talent and so full, have a lot of leaders on the team. So, being around those guys, I mean, I knew it was a matter of time. And this is a dangerous team. We're I think a World Series team in my eyes. So, these guys got a lot of fight in them, and it's awesome going to battle with them every day.
Alex Coffey.
Hey Seth, it seemed like in some of your previous at bats, you were getting behind in counts a little bit. Maybe like this is just my perception, but maybe like a little bit too selective or too patient. I guess just how would you describe, like how would you evaluate the quality of your at bats overall right now? And do you think you're feeling more comfortable at the plate?
Yeah, for me right now, it's swinging at the pitches I want to swing at. And really kind of once I get to two strikes, locking down a good two-strike approach. So, I'm judging my at-bats off of the pitches I'm swinging at. And as long as I'm swinging at the pitches I want to swing at, that's what I'm trying to do up there. So, the results, I think, they'll be there eventually, and they're starting to show now. So it's, like I said, it's just a repetition game for me, and it's, like I said, I'm having a lot of fun with these guys.
All right, that's it. Thank you, everybody.